It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is January 19th of 2024. And like usual, an ambitious agenda laid out for today's program. Details forthcoming. First things first, thanks so much for being here. Always appreciate your attendance. You got options on how to tune in, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Give us a follow on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at RealColbert. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed. Speaking of that content, it originates at the website, 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. It's also where you can get audio on demand, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks weekend preview. And, of course, the podcast of this show. Speaking of podcasts of this show, there's the podcast from yesterday's program where Hudson boys basketball coach Sean Leonard joined the show. It was great to catch up with Coach Leonard. Pirates ranked fourth in Class 2A. They improved to 11-1 last night in dominant fashion with a win over the Denver Cyclones. So definitely an area team to keep an eye on here as state tournament boys and girls basketball will be here before you know it. And, of course, we've got you covered right here on The Fan when it comes to that. All right, if you want to join the show with any questions or comments, save one of the numbers in your phone, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Don't be shy. Send along your questions or comments, or perhaps there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Email address Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up in just a few short moments, we'll get to area sports news and scores for your Friday. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, so you can make a wise wager or two or more this weekend. I'm not putting a quota on it. Wager as much as you want. Just be responsible. And we'll also get a forecast from Megan Mulford during the first timeout, looking at the rest of this evening, tomorrow, and Sunday. We'll come back in that second segment, and what a weekend lined up for the Waterloo Blackhawks. It's rivalry weekend is what it is, as the Hawks are skating at Des Moines tonight and at Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. Of course, you'll hear those games right here on your home for Blackhawks hockey, 1650 The Fan. Pregame coverage tonight coming up at 6:40 with a 7 o'clock sharp opening faceoff in Des Moines against the Buccaneers. So Tim Harwood, the play-by-play voice, going to join us and preview it. And also just give us the state of the union with the Waterloo Blackhawks, who are currently 18-12 overall and sitting fourth in a tightly contested, well, behind first place Fargo. Fargo looking like an absolute juggernaut so far this season, but I think it's like 6 points, give or take, that's separating second through fifth in the USHL Western Conference. And the Blackhawks, they got their foot on the pedal here. They've made a couple trades recently, and we'll be sure to ask Tim about some of those newest Blackhawks, as well as some of the guys that have just been playing at a high clip all season. And the Hawks are led by Gavin Thorson and John Mustard. Thorson's really been dishing the puck around. Big assist numbers for him. Mustard leads the team in goals. They're both just over 30 points each, respectively. So a lot to dig into. Been a little while since we've talked Blackhawks on the show. So I'm going to put Tim to work. That's coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we will take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break. We'll come back on the other side in segment three, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast does a great job covering the NFL and college football. And with the divisional round of the NFL playoffs coming up tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to put Logan to work and get his thoughts on what may or may not take place this weekend. You'll be able to hear an NFL divisional round doubleheader on Sunday here on The Fan. And coverage of that's going to begin at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. It begins with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. So you got former Hawkeye Tristan Wirfs taking on a couple of former Hawkeyes, now playing for the Lions, of course, and Sam Laporta and, of course, Cedar Falls native Jack Campbell. After that game, it'll be Kansas City at Buffalo. And I think Logan may have a thought or two on that game in particular. So we'll dig into everything that's on the slate this weekend. Saturday's schedule is Texans at Ravens. That's a 3:30 kick. And then Packers at 49ers. That's a 7:15 kick. Of course, here on The Fan this weekend, we'll have Iowa State men's basketball early on Saturday. And then, as I mentioned before, Waterloo Blackhawks hockey at Cedar Rapids on Saturday night. And of course, you can always get all of the information on which games are going to air on all of our stations here at the broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com. You hover the mouse over the on-air tab, you click broadcast calendar in the drop-down menu, and you'll see it all right there. You can look months ahead. It's all right there. So check it out. Just another reason to have that website bookmarked. After we're done hearing from Logan on the NFL playoffs, we'll take our final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during that break, then come back for a final time for this week on a Friday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. I want to make sure we stay on schedule for Tim Harwood. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Area sports news and scores for your Friday, starting with last night. In Metro High School Wrestling, Western Dubuque defeated Waterloo West 54-17. Waterloo Columbus Catholic split a double duel. The Sailors defeated Olwine 54-24, came up short against North Fayette Valley 66-18. Last night in Metro Basketball, Waterloo East played Des Moines Roosevelt in a girl-boy doubleheader at Wells Fargo Arena. That's cool. Des Moines Roosevelt won the girls' game 60-44, and Roosevelt took the boys' game 88-75. Meanwhile, it's a busy Friday evening of Metro High School sports, beginning with boys basketball. Sixth-ranked Cedar Falls hosting Cedar Rapids Xavier. Waterloo West is at Marshalltown. Waterloo East on the road at Mason City. Waterloo Columbus Catholic at home against 2A 10th-ranked Grundy Center. And Waterloo Christian playing host to Clarksville. The Columbus Catholic and Waterloo Christian matchups, those are girl-boy varsity doubleheaders. So the Columbus girls playing host to 2A 11th-ranked Grundy Center girls. Of course, the Waterloo Christian girls playing host to Clarksville. That's the first game of that doubleheader tonight. In other girls basketball games this evening, Waterloo East at Mason City. And listen to this game over on Cruising KCFI tonight. 5A 8th-ranked Cedar Falls girls playing at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan begins at 7:15. tip-off is at 7:30. Also in Boys and Girls Metro Bowling, Cedar Falls is at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Waterloo West takes on Dubuque Senior at Cadillac XBC. And Waterloo Columbus Catholic also hosting Sumner Fredericksburg at Cadillac XBC. As I mentioned, the Waterloo Blackhawks in Des Moines tonight to take on the Buccaneers. Hawks in fourth place in the Western Conference with 36 points. Des Moines in seventh with 28 points. Waterloo has won seven of its last 10 games. You can hear all the coverage of the Hawks tonight right here on the Fan. Pregame at 6:40, game time at 7. The UNI women's basketball team is going for its fourth straight win tonight, hosting Murray State at McLeod Center. Panthers 3-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Racers are off to a 5-0 start and are tied for first in the Missouri, with Missouri State and Belmont. UNI got a big boost and a win at Valpo last Sunday with the return of Grace Buffelli. Buffelli, the conference preseason player of the year, was playing in her first game since December 9th as she recovered from a shoulder injury. She led UNI against Valpo with 16 points and 7 rebounds. That tips off at 6 tonight. Pregame coverage begins on 106.5 Corn Country at 5:45. The UNI men's basketball team looks to continue its red-hot play, hosting Southern Illinois tomorrow night. UNI has won 8 of its last 10, 7 of its last 8. Panthers are coming off an 83-72 win at Belmont Wednesday night. With a win tomorrow, UNI coach Ben Jacobson will become the all-time winningest coach in Missouri Valley Conference history. He's currently tied with Hall of Famer Henry Iba with 187 MVC wins. This game tips off at 7 tomorrow night. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:30 on 93.5 The Mix. The Iowa State men's basketball team wraps up a two-game road trip tomorrow at number 19 TCU. The 24th-ranked Cyclones are looking to bounce back after losing at BYU Tuesday night, 87-72. Both Iowa State and TCU own 2-2 records in the Big 12. Pregame coverage begins at noon tomorrow here on The Fan. Tip-off is at 1. And the third-ranked Iowa wrestling team hosts Purdue tonight. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 in conference. Purdue 0-1. Iowa has dominated the series against the Boilermakers, winning the last 34 matches. Tonight's duel begins at 7. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Waterloo Blackhawks, the Hawks, skating at Des Moines tonight. Tim breaks down the recent hot streak and previews rivalry weekend. That's next, right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Breaking news in the NFL as the Las Vegas Raiders are close to finalizing a deal to make Antonio Pierce the team's full-time head coach. Pierce served as the interim head coach once Josh McDaniels was fired on October 31st. Multiple reports say that Pierce is coaching the NFL. Tom Coughlin will help Pierce fill out his coaching staff with the Raiders. More coaching news in the NFL as The Athletic says that the Falcons consider Bill Belichick their top choice to replace Arthur Smith. Belichick is going to get a second interview with Atlanta over the weekend. The Bills will be without wide receiver Gabe Davis Sunday against the Chiefs, but Stephon Diggs good to go off the injury report for Buffalo. And all 54 college athletes declared early for entry into the 2024 NFL Draft. The Astros and closer Josh Hader agreed on a 5-year, $95 million deal. In golf at the American Express, Sam Burns currently leads in second-round play at 17 under.
Log on and listen online at 1650thefan.com, the online home of 1650 The Fan. Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today and you'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus free vacuums and floor mat washing. Find us online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday on the road to the Buffalo Bills as a 2.5-point underdog. The total, 45.5 at Highmark Stadium. The Chiefs are 9-0 against the spread in their last nine games as a road underdog against AFC opponents. Kansas City's first drive of the game, punt plus 110, touchdown plus 245, field goal attempt plus 330, a turnover on downs, or a safety plus 650. Chicago Blackhawks tonight plus 205 at home against the New York Islanders minus 250, 600 the total. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. tonight, remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 11 below. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 4 above tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 13 below. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, 4 above.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. It's rivalry weekend for the Waterloo Blackhawks, so figured it'd be a great time to get the play-by-play voice, Tim Harwood. He joins us now on the show. The Blackhawks, 18-12 overall, playing really good hockey as of late, sitting in fourth place in a tightly contested Western Conference of the USHL. Tim, thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you, Cole. And yeah, it's been a good run, especially since Christmas.
Yeah, that run. Hawks have won 5 of their last 6, 7 of their last 9. Take us inside this stretch, you know, with what you've heard from players and coaches, what you've seen with your two eyes. What's been at the center of this success?
I think we're getting some production from players who are now feeling much more comfortable in the league than they probably did early on. You know, if we think back to last year, the team that Blackhawks fielded won 40 games. Anytime you have that kind of success, you're going to lose a lot of guys. That means turnover. That means players who have to kind of grow into their roles. And this is the byproduct of that. When you have that done, what we hope is the right way, now that we're at this point in the schedule, those guys are feeling a little bit more comfortable. And, you know, whether that's finding the net, whether that's tightening down defensively, you know, the Blackhawks penalty kill has been, knock on wood, really very good since probably late November. More goals on the power play, and two goaltenders right now that seem like they are feeling pretty comfortable. There were some patches where there were some goals scored against the Hawks, but right now both Jack Spicer and Calvin Vachon seem to be playing well. So it's really a pretty good team effort to get the results the Hawks have had in the last several weeks.
Tim, when you say players have become more comfortable in the league, by nature of the turnover from the success of last season's roster, is there any common thread when it comes to the learning curve that is the USHL? Obviously, there's things that are going to be case by case, whether you're a goaltender, a defender, a forward. But might there be a common thread in terms of really grasping the league and kind of a launching point for success?
Well, the thing that everybody talks about is the speed of the league, and that's not necessarily skating up and down the ice as fast as you possibly can speed. This is really more in the not having the kind of time that you're used to if you're stepping into the league from another level, whether that's Minnesota high school hockey or whether that's AAA hockey or even other junior leagues. You just don't have the kind of time to look around and make decisions and make individual plays that you might at those other levels. So you have to adapt to making decisions more quickly. And part of that is routine, part of that system, knowing where your teammates are going to be so that if you have to make a snap decision, you have to get the puck off of your stick and off from, you know, to a wing or get the puck dumped in, whatever it might be, that you can do that in a way that is going to click with the other five guys that are out there with you.
Makes a lot of sense. How about just over the entire body of work this season, 18-12, as I mentioned, the record right now, Tim, what's really become this team's blueprint when it's playing its best hockey? What does that include?
Well, I shouldn't say this. Boy, this has been a team that seems to come together in clutch moments. Blackhawks are perfect in overtime this year, whether we're talking about overtimes or shootouts. Team has 6 wins. So, you know, if you split those in half, and if the Hawks are .500 in overtimes, it's a very different-looking record right now. So that's been one of the things I think I've been most impressed with. And it harkens back to last year when I think the Hawks were 12-1 in overtime. So that's a nice, consistent trend from year to year. It's a little bit of luck, no doubt about it. Anytime that you're having that kind of success that consistently, it's a fragile thing that could just happen to change with a bad bounce. But I like to also attribute it to having some pretty good skill. And when you're out there in those 3-on-3 overtime situations, it lends itself to those skilled players really getting a chance to show off what they can do on the extra open ice. You know, I think that this is a team that is scoring a little bit more, too, than what they were on an average game-by-game basis last year. But I don't know if that's something that's so exceptional when it comes to the Blackhawks, particularly because I think scoring across the whole league is up. I haven't looked at the numbers on a league-wide basis lately, but a little bit earlier this year, I think it was probably early to mid-November, the average USHL game had about 1 goal more per game than at the same point last year. So scoring league-wide is a little bit up this season.
Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Pre-game coverage of the Hawks at rival Des Moines tonight begins at 6:40 here on The Fan, opening face-off at 7. And then as part of Rivalry Weekend, the Hawks will motor over to Cedar Rapids tomorrow night and take on the Rough Riders. And for broadcast information, make sure you got the broadcast calendar page of the 1650thefan.com website bookmarked on your browser. Tim, anything stick out from what you've heard lately from Coach Smaby, maybe even a little bit of a preview of what we'll hear tonight on the pregame coverage?
Well, the Blackhawks have added a new player, and that's going to be one of the things I think is interesting to watch. In fact, they've added 2 players that haven't actually played for the team yet. The more notable headline this week is they've added a forward named Finn Williams. He's a British Columbia native and comes over from the Chicago Steel, but really, more notably, in the last 2 seasons, he's played at Notre Dame. Didn't have any playing time this year, but as a freshman, he played in 22 games for the Fighting Irish last year. And for me, that brings to mind memories of Caden Brown last year, who came to the Blackhawks directly from the University of Wisconsin and was a really solid player for the Blackhawks, the kind of experience that gave the team a boost at the right time. So I don't want to put that on a player that you know, hasn't necessarily had a lot of games this winter, but boy, it would be great if the Hawks could get something similar from Finn Williams and an older player who's had success in other junior leagues, the British Columbia Hockey League most notably, where he was playing at a really young age. So that's exciting. But maybe just as exciting and kind of lost in the shuffle, a couple of weeks ago, the Blackhawks traded for a defenseman named Will Felicio, and he couldn't join the Hawks that weekend because the trade got done after the Blackhawks had left for a road trip. And then last weekend, there was the winter storm that took out the Blackhawks Friday game. And then Saturday night, when he might have had a chance to play, he was going to the All-American game that USA Hockey was hosting for NHL draft-eligible prospects. So you know he's in that class of players, and we've been waiting and waiting to see him. And now maybe tonight, unless something strange happens, maybe we'll finally get to in a Blackhawks jersey. So I think those are the two big stories around the Blackhawks right now, adding in a veteran forward and adding in a defenseman who's really highly regarded. Felicio's a University of Denver prospect. He'll play for the Pioneers, and he's also on the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings. So an exciting addition. He had a lot of scoring last year. Actually, he scored more goals this year than he did last year in a full season for Madison. And coming to Waterloo in a position where, you know, when you think about the success the Hawks had last year with players like Aaron Pionk and Ben Robertson and Sam Rinzell, all on the blue line, all creating a lot of offense for the team, I think Will Felicio is a player, based on what I've seen of him in a very small sample size and based on the numbers, that can offer a lot of the same types of things to the Blackhawks. So a really terrific midseason addition, it would seem like.
And it makes sense that the team would be looking to add right now, because this is a tightly contested Western Conference between second and fifth place, just 6 points separating those teams right now, Tim. I mean, this has probably got to be as tight of a race as you've seen in some time.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a terrific race. You're looking at Sioux City in second. Everybody's looking up at Fargo, and right now the Force have a pretty imposing lead on the rest of the league, kind of a repeat of last year in that regard. But after that, it is pretty tight. The thing I would say about the race, for better or worse, Blackhawks have played a lot fewer games than the teams around them in the standings. Three less than Sioux City, five less than Sioux Falls, and at least one less than everybody else in the conference. So there are going to be lots of opportunities to pick up points, but that also means there's going to be a lot of wear and tear down the stretch. And that's really one of the downsides from my perspective of not getting that game in last Friday because of the blizzard, is that that's one more game that now is going to be wedged in a little bit later in the season when the Hawks are already playing a lot. So that's going to be a storyline, I think, in the second half of the Blackhawks schedule, is how the team manages that wear and tear. To this point, it's been really very good in terms of keeping the players on the ice, keeping everybody healthy, but that's, you know, always going to be tough to do over a 7-month season when you've got 62 games. So hopefully it will all fit together, and hopefully a couple of new additions will be big contributors.
Having talked about the new additions, how about a couple of guys that have just been high-producing forwards all season for this Blackhawks team, Tim? Gavin Thorson and John Mustard leading the way with 32 and 31 points, respectively. Just take us into what you've seen from those two so far this season.
Well, they've spent a lot of the season playing on the same line together, and Jakub Altrichter is the third member of that group, and he's not really too far behind. All three of them have produced quite a bit when they've been together. They've not necessarily played together in power play situations, certainly not in the same way, the way that the power play minutes have been divvied up and what the responsibilities are. So they've been productive in that regard, too. Boy, when they're playing together, it's a fun group to watch. John Mustard is the player at this point who's been doing the scoring of the group, at least in the largest part, has really good speed, has a terrific shot. The thing about John Mustard, I had the chance to string together some of the goals that he's scored. And, you know, you'll see the really pretty goal from just inside the blue line that goes just under the crossbar and over the goalie's shoulder. But you'll also see him going to the front of the net and scoring that way, too, and getting into those areas that defenders really don't want you to be in. And still finding his way there, finding success there. So I think that's the most important thing about his game, is that he can be dangerous, he can score in multiple ways. And then when we're talking about Thorson and Altrichter, both really capable of setting up plays, whether it's for John Mustard, whether it's for anyone else, but both of them have been finding the net of late as well. In fact, they both scored. Between the two of them, they had three goals when the Blackhawks played last Saturday against Chicago and got the win in overtime in that game. without John Mustard, because he was at that All-American game that I mentioned a minute ago when talking about Will Felicio. So they can certainly do plenty on their own as well. And so the pieces for the Hawks have been, I wouldn't say interchangeable, but Waterloo's had the flexibility, especially since early December, when there have been some players that have been gone. In December, it was for the World Junior A Challenge international event, missing some veterans for that. And really, the team hasn't missed a beat. So that's a cool part of this group right now as well.
Just a couple minutes left here with Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood on this Friday edition of Cole & Company pregame coverage of the Hawks at Des Moines coming up at 6:40 here tonight on The Fan. Tim, at the start of the interview, you had mentioned, you know, the recent success due in part to players getting more comfortable in the league. You know, beyond talking about guys there in Thorson, Mustard, Altrichter, that are obviously experiencing a good level of comfort in the USHL, who would you say maybe is most indicative of, you know, what you spoke about at the top, getting more comfortable in the league, and by nature of that has been in really good form lately?
Well, right now I've got to go with Grady Deering. He's a forward. He's from the Des Moines metro area, so this is kind of a fun night for him. He's done it a couple times. This will be the third trip the Blackhawks have made to Des Moines. But, you know, kind of going back home and kind of getting to show off a little bit against the team that plays in the building where he watched so many games as a kid. But I think he's really a player who you can make that statement about at this point on the season, 8 goals, 12 assists. So he's already up to 20 points. He's one of a handful of Hawks that are in that range. I think he's maybe benefited when it comes to confidence, at least, from getting some power play time. That's where a share of those points have come from. But he does a lot of other things notably well. He's a player that the Hawks use a lot in face-off situations, whether that's offensive or defensive zone. He's a penalty killer for Waterloo, so he's a player who the Hawks have been able to get some mileage out of. And, you know, when we talk about players in the USHL, you have to be a pretty special player to get to the league from Iowa. It's tough to get ice time. It's tough to get the development that you would if you were a kid growing up in Minnesota or some places where there are more opportunities. Mm-hmm. And there certainly have been some Blackhawks who've come from Waterloo in Cal Peterson's case. We can talk about Hunter Lellig, another kid from the Cedar Valley. But it's one of those things where you can kind of come up with the list pretty quickly because there aren't a lot of names on it. And so Grady Deering has certainly held his own and then some in this season with the Blackhawks. And really exciting things, I think, for him the rest of this year and off beyond that.
While Des Moines sits behind the Blackhawks in the standings, Tim, it's a rivalry game. So throw out the records, if you will. What's the scouting report tonight against the Des Moines Buccaneers? What's it going to take to get a W?
Well, the Buccaneers have a really good goaltender in Ethan Dahlmeier, who has not given up a lot against the Hawks. Even though Waterloo's had the better results in the series through the first four games, they didn't see Dahlmeier in all of those. And when they have seen him, he's been pretty good. So he's the type of goaltender who can see 30, 32, 35 shots, maybe give up a goal or two if he's especially sharp on that night. So finding some offense in Buccaneer Arena tonight is going to be a key if he is in net. And, you know, it's an interesting mix for Des Moines. They've had a little bit of an up-and-down season. They were playing well for a stretch. Things got a little quieter. They've been dealing with some injuries, too. So that's part of what I'm going to be watching tonight is who's actually in the lineup for the Buccaneers and who steps into roles if they don't have a completely healthy 100% lineup. Because they have dealt with just not having that group at times this season. And they probably, if you have a 100% Des Moines Buccaneer team, you probably could add a couple wins to their total if they'd had that group for the whole year.
We'll be looking forward to your call tonight. Before I let you go, though, I know we should urge folks to go to waterlooblackhawks.com. The information came out this week regarding the shuffling of the schedule. after last weekend's Friday postponement. Beyond that, anything else to add in terms of tickets, promotions, or other information to pass along to Blackhawks fans?
Well, coming up before January ends, we've got our annual John Deere weekend. It's going to be next Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th. So I definitely want to mention that for a couple reasons. If you're a John Deere employee, if you're in a John Deere family, John Deere retiree, discounted tickets available. So check those out and come out to the rink if you're on Blackhawks and make the most of that offer. But also the Hawks will be wearing John Deere-themed jerseys during those two games. Those will be auctioned off after the game next Saturday, the 27th, and that will help benefit the Northeast Iowa Food Bank. So terrific organization. Jerseys look pretty sharp this year. It's kind of an interesting backstory about them. I won't get into it, but you can read about it at WaterlooBlackhawks.com and how the Waterloo scripted logo the team is wearing actually kind of was inspired by a John Deere design from years and years and years ago. But, yeah, check it out at WaterlooBlackhawks.com, and all the information on that story is there.
Yeah, the jerseys look really sharp. Tim, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it. As I mentioned, we'll be looking forward to your call tonight of the Blackhawks skating at Des Moines against the Buccaneers.
Thanks so much, Cole.
Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood, kind enough to join us on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we're going to break down the NFL playoffs this weekend, the divisional round, and you'll hear a doubleheader on Sunday here on The Fan. I'll get you that information after the break. We're joined by Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast to talk NFL playoffs. That's next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The 24th-ranked Iowa State men look for their first road win in Big 12 play tomorrow with a visit to 19th-ranked TCU. Both teams are 2-2 in the league race. The TCU losses in conference play were at Kansas and Cincinnati.
They're probably playing as well as anybody is in the league if you look at the two road games and combine those with the games at home. So, got to do a great job getting back. Got to do a great job limiting the one shot. And then offensively, we've got to find ways to score off our defense.
That's Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger. The Iowa Hawkeye men put a three-game winning streak on the line at home tomorrow against number 2 Purdue. These teams met back in early December, and Purdue rolled to an 87-68 win. In the Missouri Valley tomorrow, Drake takes a share of the conference lead into a game at home against Evansville, while UNI looks for a fourth straight victory at home against Southern Illinois. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agriamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on AgriAmerica. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agriamerica.com. That's agriamerica.com.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
When you're at home, don't miss Cole & Company.
Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Friday edition of Cole & Company continues. I am your host, Cole Bear. The NFL playoffs divisional round taking place this weekend, and we welcome Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast to break it all down. Logan, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back. I'm a little nervous. I'm a lot more nervous than I was last weekend. A little bit different kettle of fish here between the Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, a little bit different. I did see that you got a podcast out this week, so tell people about it and where they can listen to it.
So you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So I had one of my friends on for today's episode. He's a Chiefs fan. We've gone to quite a few Bills-Chiefs games together and just football games in general, so we just sat back, we talked about the history for both teams, about them playing each other, and then just their entire histories in general leading up to this point. We talked about the preview for the game, Bills-Chiefs, obviously the first time Mahomes has been on the road in the playoffs and the first time they've been in Buffalo since COVID. So it was a little bit fun there. We went through the rest of the divisional round, made predictions for that. We did a little blind football rankings as well, which was pretty fun, and then talked about which departures from the coaching jobs were the most surprising this offseason.
Well, let's just start with this Bills-Chiefs game. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes' receivers or the hostile environment in Buffalo it will be the biggest obstacle for them on Sunday?
Well, for the Chiefs anyways, for the receivers, I would hope they're playing a little better because the Bills' secondary, at least at the corner spots, is a little frail. Right now, Christian Benford, one of the starters, is out. Rasul Douglas is questionable. Taron Johnson, second-team All-Pro corner, is questionable. So if there's a game for the Chiefs receivers to, you know, get their heads on straight, apart from Rashee Rice, he played really well last week. But the crowd, I would be willing to bet this is going to be the loudest game in Josh Allen's tenure in Buffalo. The fact they're finally getting – because the last time they played in Buffalo, there was no fans in the stands. I remember when I was an intern, we were recording a show, and I had that on in the background because it was on like a random day. Like it wasn't a Sunday; it was like a Tuesday game, which was not very fun at that time. But it's. I think it's going to be amped up. I think the crowd could definitely be in it. We'll see how Mahomes does. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like Mahomes is some bog standard quarterback or something like that. I know it's Patrick Mahomes, but that first playoff game on the road is a toughie, and Josh hasn't won on the road in the playoffs either. So it's going to be a big game. If the receivers can play or Rashee Rice can keep up the level that he did last week, it's going to definitely cause some problems for the Bills.
And when it comes to what the Bills are capable of or what they're up against, I just think in terms of the bump from getting rid of Ken Dorsey, right? Like that's been a real thing. The guy's name's escaping me right now, but who the new OC is. But he was a hot name just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was the OC for the LSU Tigers team that won the national championship with Joe Burrow and Chase and Jefferson, all those guys. He was the OC down in Carolina for a little bit, but got fired because
Joe Brady.
Joe Brady.
Right.
And my dad and I were actually just talking about Joe Brady just a little bit ago about how the improvements have been made, like the scheme adjustments. He's willing to move on from certain things in the game, like that Cowboys game. Didn't say give James Cook the ball 100 times, but when the Cowboys can't stop your running back, we don't need to make Josh Allen play like Superman, but Ken Dorsey's obsession with making Josh Allen look like Superman was killing them because they would be turning into, if there's an incomplete pass, we have no run game, so if there's an incomplete pass, the clock's going to stop, and the other team can claw their way back in the game, and then they just completely folded against the Bengals in the playoffs last year. And then this year, you got the scheme fit wasn't really working. He couldn't scheme anybody open. He was not really motioning anybody with a purpose. He couldn't establish a running game still. And then Joe Brady comes in, and we're seeing all the things that we had problems with get reflected or get changed with Joe Brady coming in. And I think it helped having that previous offensive coordinator experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ken Dorsey came in as just the quarterback coach. He was known for, like, oh, this is a really smart guy. We should have him come be his OC because Josh Allen handpicked him. And then Joe Brady got hired as the quarterback coach, who's got a guy above him that's never done what he's done before, mm-hmm. in college or pro level. and Joe Brady's just taking his chance and ran with it. James Cook's been awesome. Ty Johnson, did not think he'd be as good as he has been. He's been awesome. Khalil Shakir, I saw today since Dorsey took over, or Joe Brady took over, sorry, him and Diggs have the same number of receiving yards.
Wow.
Like, it was so heavily important that Diggs and Allen worked that he couldn't do anything else. Like, we're just not going to steam anybody else. But mm-hmm. Joe Brady's done that, and I think that's helped the Bills out immensely, especially this latter part of the season.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Let's look at that other Sunday game, the Buccaneers at the Lions. The Lions is a 6.5-point favorite. The Bills a 2.5-point favorite, just to get that in. But the Lions a 6.5-point favorite at home against the Buccaneers. I'm not quite sure what to think of this game. I mean, a matchup in the playoffs that I'm not sure too many people would have predicted just a couple seasons ago, especially knowing Tom Brady was likely to retire. It's going to be cool to see Tristan Wirfs going up against Sam Laporta and Jack Campbell. I know that much about this game, but Baker Mayfield against Jared Goff, I'm not sure that's quite box office, but I'm intrigued by this game. If you're going to make me make a pick, I'll take the Lions, but I don't know if they cover. I think this ought to be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a massive fan of the Lions secondary, and if Mike Evans, you know, does Mike Evans things, and Chris Godwin does Chris Godwin things, and Baker doesn't turn the ball over, I think this could be a lot closer game. And I think the big thing for them is the crowd, because I saw something the other day. It was like the Lions' home crowd last week was the fourth loudest in playoff history or something like that, which
wow.
doesn't shock me. I mean, it's their first playoff win in 30 years. So there was a lot of pent-up aggression and a lot of pent-up emotions going into that game. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun. I don't think a lot of people, let alone saw this matchup coming, but no. Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield were on the Browns and Rams. Like, it's completely flipped on its head. And now we're sitting here talking about these two, Baker on his fourth team, Goff on his second team, and then we're talking about them going to potentially playing the NFC Championship game, which is insane. It's insane to think about.
Yeah, and they're going to take on the winner. The Bucks and Lions winner will take on the winner of Saturday's NFC Divisional Round game, the Green Bay Packers in San Francisco to take on the Niners. The Niners, a 9.5-point favorite. I can understand that, given the Packers, the youngest team in the NFL, with Jordan Love in his first season as a full-time starter, even as good as he's been, or as much as it pains me to say it, maybe even close to great. This is the type of game where there's some storylines here, Logan. I mean, if Jordan Love advances to the NFC Championship game in his first season, wow. I mean, and what does that say about Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career in Green Bay to not – maybe had that same level of success with Matt LaFleur, who's been a really good head coach for them. And then also, on the other side of the coin, it's go figure, it's all about the quarterback. Not all about the quarterback. The Niners got a great team, but Brock Purdy's got this section of haters out there. And, you know, obviously I'm a Bears fan. I want the Packers to lose. But, man, I'd really like Brock Purdy to play well and silence more of those haters that are out there. I don't know if they'll ever go silent or not. But what do you think about Packers-Niners? Niners a 9.5-point favorite Saturday night.
Well, it was funny you brought up Aaron Rodgers. I saw this the other day, too. Rodgers is 0-4 against the 49ers in the playoffs, too. So if Jordan Love can somehow get this insane win over the 49ers, we're looking at Jordan Love in a pretty interesting light. I mean, he's playing like he has, but
yeah.
This Niners defense is just ridiculous. So I'll be intrigued to see how their offensive line does against the 49ers defensive line. Fred Warner's going to cause a lot of problems, as he always does, in the linebacking core. But I don't know if Jordan Love plays like he did. There's that thing of, like, you're too young to know wrong or something
right.
like that. They don't know what fear is at this point. They're just playing for fun. It's like they were the 7th seed, and I know Matt LaFleur did the whole, you're the first 7th seed to ever beat a 2 seed, but, I mean, it's been around for, what, 6 years?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
exactly.
Congratulations. But, like, they just don't know any different. So they're going to go in, but the Niners resting their starters for 2 weeks, which always – that always stresses me out when you see teams rest their starters for 2 straight weeks like
Same.
This. There's just that little bit of the back of my head like, can they do it? Can they actually do it? But I have a hard time just bringing myself to say the 49ers are going to lose this game. They're just so talented. They're so talented.
Finally, we got a minute here to talk Texans at the Ravens. Ravens a 9.5-point favorite as well. And that one maybe surprises me a little bit. The Ravens have been good, but man, C.J. Stroud has been nothing short of sensational. So I'm like, can the Rook keep doing it? And is Baltimore going to flex its kind of historical muscle in the playoffs here? Because it's like Baltimore's really good. I don't think they're great. So what do you say?
CJ Stroud, man, he's been insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane this year. Like how he played, him and Jordan Love, it was kind of crazy. They had the exact same stats pretty much at the first round of the playoffs. And he's played at Ohio State. So there's snow coming into Baltimore. He's played at Ohio State, so it's not going to be like a massive effect that it's too cold for him to play. Like, if they play like they can, and that's another thing, they're too young too. D'Amico Ryans is too young as a coach. DJ Stroud's obviously a rookie. They don't know any better. And the Ravens, again, the resting starters thing's always stressing me out. But this Texans team's fun. They literally have nothing to lose because, unlike the Packers, the Texans were projected to have a top two pick. I mean, the Cardinals were, but it was going to be the Texans pick. Like, there was no expectations for this team, and now they're just playing with house money. So I'd be thrilled to see the Texans come away with a W here.
Yeah, some great matchups this weekend. Logan, great stuff. Thanks for joining the show. Enjoy the games.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Could Bill Belichick be the next head coach of the team whose hearts he broke with the famous 28-3 comeback Super Bowl win? NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports the former Patriots coach will have a second interview with the Falcons this weekend for their head coach opening. Former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel garnering interest as well. The 2021 NFL Coach of the Year interviewed for the Chargers head coach job Thursday for NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson has more than just the Bucs to prepare for this weekend. He's interviewing for the Panthers and Commanders head coaching jobs Friday and with the Chargers and Seahawks Saturday. Elsewhere, the Ravens could have Mark Andrews back for the first time since Week 11. The All-Pro tight end is questionable to play Saturday against the Texans after returning from an ankle injury. But Ravens three-time Pro Bowl corner Marlon Humphrey has been ruled out with a calf injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Whether you consider Ballkirk & Holm or another law firm to represent you for your injury, it's important to know what to look for. A common misconception is that any lawyer can handle any type of case. While this may be true technically, it is important to find a lawyer that specializes in the type of matter you have. When interviewing a personal injury attorney, make sure the focus is on how they can help you. You're the client and the decision maker. As a client, you shouldn't feel rushed into taking a settlement or feel hurried to sign papers with an attorney. If you feel an attorney's taking shortcuts, like making you get your own medical records or put up a lot of your own money, consider other options. As a full-service personal injury attorney, they should work for you. They should get the medical records. They should ensure all the information is gathered. And they, if they believe in your case, should put full investment of time and resources behind your matter.
For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Ballkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings are all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Mike with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with your loved ones to simply relax or to entertain friends, we're here for you. We are Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After 19 weeks of football, the divisional round is finally here. And with that being said, comes a unique matchup. Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers versus Jared Goff and the Lions. The two NFC foes are very similar. Both teams good in the trenches, elite at stopping the run, and have weapons that can dominate down the field. With all that being said, this game may come down to the two former number one overall picks, who aren't even on the same team they were originally drafted to. The Lions and Bucks both rank inside the top five in run defense, whereas the two teams' pass defenses rank inside the bottom six. That could put the ball in the hands of Goff and Mayfield, two quarterbacks who at one point have been written off. And with elite talent like Mike Evans, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Chris Godwin, and Sam Laporta, they're ready to go. This Sunday's divisional round could be a perfect coming-of-age story for one of these two quarterbacks. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get started, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM, and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Hey, welcome back for a final time on this Friday. Another great week in the books. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. And got to thank our guest today, Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood was kind enough to join the show. Pre-game coverage of the Hawks at Des Moines coming up at 6:40. Opening face-off at 7 over on Cruising KCFI, the Cedar Falls girls basketball team at Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight. Pre-game coverage of that begins at 7:15. Tip off at 7:30. Of course, Dave Finnegan on the call. Also got to thank Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Listen to the NFL Sunday here on The Fan. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm back Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.